Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Toshikichi and Tatsu Rikimaru and Mrs. K. Yoshie Hirai. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Sean Koshoyagi, resident minister of Aiea Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Yagi.
Good morning. Please join me in Gassho if you are able to. From the Sutta Nipata Metta Sutra, which means the Loving Kindness Sutra. May all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, not despise any person, whatsoever in any place. Let him, her, not wish to any harm to another out of anger or ill will. Just as a mother would protect her only child at the risk of her own life, even so, let him, her, cultivate a boundless heart towards all beings. Let his, her, thoughts of boundless love pervade the whole world, above, below, and across, without any obstruction, without any hatred, without any enmity. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning again. I'm Sean Yagi, resident minister of Aiea Honganji Buddhist Temple. Thank you very much for listening, The White Way. What if I told you that I have a pill or a medicine or something that you can do to make your life better? Do you think that you would be interested in getting it from me? What if I told you that it costs lots of money and is very difficult to get? Would you still be interested? What if I told you that it is free? I would give it to you for nothing. Would you be interested then? Would you even believe that there is something that can make your life better? But it's not a pill or a medicine that you take. And if I told you that it doesn't cost much money, but it does require that you read, study, listen, and learn. And then do what you've read, studied, and listened about doing. Would you be interested in getting it then? Most of us would do a lot to make our lives better. Some people pay lots of money to go to listen to people who promise to teach them how to be happier, how to solve their problems, and how to have better relationships. Sometimes the promises that the people selling their products or service work, and sometimes they don't. But there's one method that is over 2,500 years old, and it is still successful in teaching people how to be happier, how to be more satisfied with their lives. It is called Dharma, which simply means teachings, but more specifically, the teaching of Buddhism. Unlike some other religions, Buddhism don't make a lot of promises about how much happier we will be than when we die, or what happens when we die. Shakyamuni Buddha was most interested in making life better for people while they were alive. He said that we could never prove that happened before we were alive. So Buddhism doesn't have any stories or myths about the creation of the universe or the creation of human beings. He simply said that he didn't know, because no one was there to prove that. He also didn't talk very much about what happens to us after we die. He said that it was a subject that no one could prove because no one had died and come back to talk about what happened to them. He also said the same thing about the existence of God. No one had ever seen a God. So he said that it was impossible to prove whether there is a God or not. So all of Shakyamuni Buddha's life was spent on teaching people how to be more happy, more satisfied with their lives. He taught us that we should spend our time during our life concentrating on making our lives happier and better, because we don't know what happens when we die. We don't have anything to prove what might happen after we die. The part of the Metta or Loving Kindness Sutra that I read when I started my talk clearly says the main point Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, that all beings should be happy. Everyone. Yes, you, me, your parents, your kids, your brothers and sisters, your dog or cat, even people that you don't get along with very well, and the animals that you don't like or that you are afraid of. The Buddha wanted everyone, every being to be happy. He tells us too a little bit about how we can make all people, all beings happy. Because he says, don't lie to people or make them think something that isn't true. Don't hate other people. He says something very interesting after that too. He says, just like a mother who will protect her children even if she gets hurt herself, that we should take care of all beings and love them just like that. That's what he calls a boundless heart. Or in other words, a whole lot of love and caring for other beings. And then, as we start to care about everyone and all other beings, our love helps to change the way the whole world is. It starts to get rid of hatred, of having enemies, and begins to make this whole world a place that is a loving and kind place to be. It makes the world a place for us to live that we can enjoy our lives together. And then we can call all be happy together in it. Have you ever seen a mother cat taking care of her kittens? A mother cat protects her babies very well. She licks them to clean them, she feeds them, she takes very good care of them. If she thinks that they are in danger, she will move them from the one place to another. One at a time, mama cat picks up her babies by the back of their necks and carries them to the place that she thinks will be safer for them. When you see a mama cat and her babies, you can tell that she really, really loves them and cares about them. This is the kind of love that the Buddha is talking about. Each of us should try to love and be kind to all other people and all other beings just the way that mama cat takes care of her kittens. Do you remember the golden chain of love? The golden chain of love says just what I'm saying in a little bit different way. It says, I will try to be kind and gentle to every living thing and protect all who are weaker than myself. So to go back to what I started out asking when I first started talking, there is something that will help you to make your life better and to help you out with your problems. It is called the Dharma. the teachings of the Buddha and other important teachers, such as Shiran Shonin and Renyo Shonin. And the reason that you or I or anyone else should be interested in the Dharma is that it helps us learn how to live our lives so that we can be happy people. It teaches us much, much more than just what I've talked about today. Please think about how the Dharma can help you out in your life, how that when you study it and listen to it, it can help you solve your problems and answer many of your questions about life. Whether your problems and questions are really big problems, such as why I am here, why am I here, all the smaller problems, such as how can I get along with other people better, the Dharma provides a guide to help us learn to live our lives and to be happy. I would like to conclude my message with recitation of Nembutsu. If you are able to, please join me in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Reverend Yagi, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 12th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid service will be Dr. Michael Jaffe of Hawaii Pain and Spine. There is a Bun Dance practice on Monday, 13th of June at 6:30 p.m. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Sean Yagi of Aiea Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.